Okay, so
Chris is gonna pass out papers, and while he does this, we are borrowing my parents. They made this box for their Sunday school class. So every week they put a mystery item in it, and they have the kids. So the rule is you put your hand in, you can't look inside. There's two different objects in here, and they have to do with what we're gonna talk about. So just put your hand inside and maybe think about what could be in there.
And then do we save or keep it here?
Just keep it in there.
So, let me get some.
No one's been able to guess. I guess we're pretty tricky. The Mighty Warriors, they really enjoy this. We told the young, the lower Ewing people that even the kids down there would enjoy something like this. Yeah, it's kind of a small kid size pool too, so some guys are kind of like having a hard time with their hands in there.
This is for young people.
Didn't think about that. We will have it on the screen though. So
that, thank you.
Chris, do you think you could show him some items that Dad's used in?
Yeah, so he's had like this brain. He put like lotion on it, made it feel real squishy and stuff. So that was interesting. He did a lesson about hearing the word of God and make sure you're listening to that. And so I don't know what the lesson he did on the spider. He did this bone, the giant bone. Oh, and then he found this turtle shell, and one of these he used for like the dry bones, yeah. Ezekiel dry bones and stuff. That's Jim. He does fun stuff like that with them. So this is a.
Yeah, the kids really love this, and this would be something good to set up a lot of structure before you would do something like this, like to tell the kids the rules before opening it out.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a deal.
Don't look.
Can't pull it out either.
That's usually what Elena comes
from. Yes. There's some fun stuff that they do for sure.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of go over these bullet points a little bit, and we're going to try to apply this to this lesson for Hosea, which is actually tomorrow's lesson. And so it's going to be a practical thing that we can do. So some 4 points that God just kind of laid on my heart. So we want to pray, we want to prepare, we want to present, and then we want to pray again. And so prayer is crucial, and I think we all know that, but we definitely just want to trust the Holy Spirit to guide us to what to teach and how to teach, because we don't have to teach exactly how the lesson is. We do have freedom to, if God is showing you something different, definitely go with that. So then you want to prepare. Preparing the lesson is definitely a big part of teaching. You want to communicate with whoever you're teaching with. We've had experience where growing in that where we didn't communicate the best at first, and so she might be teaching the lesson, and then I don't really know exactly what the lesson is until the day of. So because how we like to do it, we like to switch back and forth. She'll teach 1 week, and then I'll teach the next week or something like that. So it's crucial to know, because knowing what each other's roles are of how you can help, definitely, because if there's confusion among the teachers that are teaching, the kids are definitely going to be confused. So it definitely helps out on all parties. So then the big thing is you want to make the lesson your own, because our first item in the box, what it is, is refried beans. And these are not Sharon's refried beans. So
this is what we
don't want to be. We don't want to refried beans.
Because if you notice, I just noticed today on this printout of Hosea, it says like the person who wrote this, it looks like by Leah Pitzinger. Like this is her lesson that she put together for us to use and utilize, but we want to make it our own and to read it and to meditate on it and to not just create, just to like reheat the beans that Leah created for us, but to come up with something new. And one thing that Chris and I have noticed, that whenever we're excited about the lesson, the kids are excited about the lesson. And we have less behavior issues too whenever we make the lesson our own. We make it fun and engaging. We're excited to teach it.
Yep.
And they're excited to receive it.
Yep. And so as far as time-wise preparing the lesson, I mean, this is kind of like, the longest it should take. So by Wednesday and Thursday, you should know for sure what you're teaching on. I mean, ideally, could be sooner, we would hope that all of our instructors are preparing throughout the week and that they know ahead of time of what they're teaching on. Sunday morning is definitely not the time to prepare for a lesson. And so your lesson should be 100% completed by Saturday at least. And like I said, those are just, they're not set in stone, but.
What Chris and I like to do is like on Tuesday, Wednesday, we try to get on the website and look at the lesson, read through everything, and then just kind of start formulating in our mind that week and meditating on what God would have us to teach the kids. Because a lot of the fun things do take prep. And whenever we set aside time to prepare, then we're able to make the lesson more fun and more Holy Spirit led.
You want to make sure all your material is printed ahead of time. If you need to make copies, you can come to the church and make copies. The church office can help make copies. Right now, as for the printing situation, the printer in the closed room is currently out. It's not looking like we're going to be able to get it repaired anytime soon. For right now, we can make copies of everything in the church office. Normally, there's someone in the foyer. If you get here early on a Sunday morning, there's normally someone that has an office key that can let you in and make copies.
Yeah. And then I have a key, the Newlands have a key, my dad Jim has a key, Mark Lockwood's normally in the foyer and he has a key. Whenever you go, this is the copy code for the Kingdom Seekers Ministry. You have to type in a code to use the printer, so it's 100 and then 12. The copier is really nice, so it's touchscreen. It's much better than the E-Wing one. And you can always email Brianna or Luke, like on Tuesday, Wednesday, ask them to print off stuff. If that's kind of stressful for you, then you could email and they could print that off for you and have it ready for you Sunday morning.
One thing about preparing is you want to make your lesson personable, relating to the kids. They like getting to know us just as much as like we like getting to know them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she has a cool...
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we brought a thumb drive. We prepared a PowerPoint for a lesson, and on the thumb drive it was really old and it had our wedding slideshow pictures of like us as babies and kids that we played when we got married.
Yeah.
And I asked the kids, I'm like, do you guys want to see these pictures of us as kids?
And they did.
They loved it.
They thought it
was the coolest thing ever. Like, there's a picture of Chris as a kid and he has like chip clips all over his ears and he's like doing this really weird face. Like, they thought that was so hilarious. Cool, and they were so into it. And we found out that the more the kids know us, the less they treat us like a substitute teacher, because they know us, they love us, they respect us. So sharing those personal stories and even pictures, and like we'll talk about our cat Kittles and we'll talk about our life and use that in our lesson, and it really helps. It helps a lot
for sure. Then after preparing, you want to present, and then as far as chunking the verses and asking questions, we're going to kind of talk about that when we do the lesson, but you can kind of read through that. And so a big thing to know is like visuals. The kids love visuals. They need to see something that connects it. Like even with this it's a physical thing that has a spiritual truth. And so PowerPoints are really well. All of our PowerPoints are...
Yeah, and most of our PowerPoints are just pictures. We taught over the Good Shepherd a couple of weeks ago, and we just found cool pictures of sheep in a pasture, and we just used that.
Yeah.
And just every couple of verses, we put up a new picture of a sheep, and they were really into it. We're really blessed in the upper E-Wing to have computer access. It makes that much easier.
And then... PowerPoints, you know, short clips about the lesson. One thing that I always make sure to know that we're not just showing a video clip the whole time. We can use those as tools, as guides to kind of help them, but we want to make sure we are teaching the lesson to them. So another big thing, and this is kind of a crucial point, just being aware of time and also being, you know, a little bit flexible because, you know, that's part of being in the ministry, right? And so our other item in our box was this flexible ruler, which, you know, this is what we want to be. This is a ruler that can do the job of a normal rigid ruler, right? It can measure and it can make a straight line, but at the same time, it's flexible.
Yeah.
And so.
So it meets its goal.
But
it's flexible in the process.
Right. You know, sometimes, you know, the lesson doesn't quite go according to plan. We were teaching a lesson that, like, the kids are just not into it at all. And so you might have to
prepare a lot. You know, like, sometimes you prepare a lot and then we teach it and it's like, thumbs down. And the kids are letting you know this is boring and they don't like it.
Right.
So that's where, like, being that flexible ruler and being like, even though I prepared all this, I'm just gonna chuck it and we're gonna like roll with it and do something else.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we just wanna be so rigid and it's easy to get like that where we're like, this is what I have prepared, so I have to teach it. Or this is what the lesson says, so I have to teach it like it says. Like, it's not gonna work, you know, so being flexible will.
For sure. So then a big thing, and this is a very important part, all of our lessons, and we really try to stress to all of our instructors that all the lessons need to end on the gospel in some way, shape, or form. We want the kids to know at the end of the day salvation and God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so a lot of these lessons, they don't necessarily give a gospel message, and we're going to look at that in this example here in a minute. But you know, there's always some character quality that we can tie to Jesus. There's always a type in the Old Testament. There's always something that we can tie to the gospel. And a big thing to note in that, though, is that we're not doing an altar call for the kids. We are not saying, hey, who wants to get saved today? If the kids are expressing any type of interest in salvation, we want to make sure we're always pointing them back to their parents. We want to make sure the parents have every opportunity to lead their kids to the Lord. And so if something like that happens, you can either talk to the parents directly, or you can let the new ones let us know, and we will communicate that to the parents to make sure that they are involved in that process.
And one thing Chris does really well is at the end of the lesson, he always asks the kids, what is salvation? What is the gospel? And with our group, we mainly teach K through second grade. So, you know, every week it's, you know, different answers. Same kid, different answers. Like, they're not saved yet. They don't understand. They're still working and meditating on that, those things. So we like to always remind them, you know, what is the gospel? What is salvation? And to explain that and tie it into our lesson.
Exactly. And then on the end, when we walk out of here, the classroom, we want to continue to pray. That's, you know, where our heart is, that's where our desire is. And so we want to pray for the kids, pray for the parents, and pray for the other instructors, right? Those are the people that we're working with. Because we're not babysitters, you know, this isn't a daycare. We are building relationships with people. And so that's always crucial to remember. It's about the relationships. So what we're going to kind of do now, we want to kind of just roll through and apply some of these things on some of the things maybe that we would do to prepare for this lesson.
Yeah, so in the lesson, it has, as kids arrive, the word search. So normally we have something printed for the kids to do whenever we walk in the door, because it's always transition time. Like, we have to be prepared for them to do something, because if you don't prepare, they'll find something to do. So printing off, there's a lot of great resources. We'll normally print off something like this. It goes with the lesson. Sometimes Chris, he'll pick like a hard maze, because we have some really smart, especially boys, we have some really smart boys, so he might print off like a ridiculously hard maze and challenge them to do it. And they are so into it that they don't do anything else.
Yeah.
They just try to do that maze. That's pretty fun. Also, sometimes we have kids that they can like shut down if you hand them something like this because it's too hard. That's where we're like, just turn it over and color on the back. No big deal. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just not being making them do it if it's too hard or if they don't want to.
Because what this is just kind of a, you know, we're getting prepared for the lesson. We're kind of, and especially yeah. during a transition time, it's really hard for kids, and so we just want to make sure that they have something for, you know, 10 minutes or so while we're getting everything ready. You know, we're getting ready to do bathroom breaks or something like that. So then we want to do opening prayer and praise.
So on both computers, we have a bookmark on Google Chrome that if you open Google Chrome, it says MW Music. If you just click on that, it will take you to we have a YouTube channel. No one has subscribed yet. We just found that out today.
Yep, no subscribers.
No subscribers, that's all right. It's Mighty Warriors at HBF. And we like to kind of proof some of the songs that the kids sing, because we used to do where we would have three kids pick three songs, and some songs would be kind of snoozy, where it's 10, they're tired, you know, and then they're singing like a really, really slow Christian song. And it's a great song, but it's kind of maybe more appropriate for adults to sing. But whenever you have three in a row, it doesn't really help the vibe of the room. And also some songs, especially some Caleb songs, they're not really like singing about anything doctrinally correct or doctrinal, you know, it's just kind of wishy-washy. So Chris and I have been finding like fun, like old hymns, like There's Power in the Blood, but it's sung a little quicker and it has motions and stuff, you know, the lyrics, and the kids love that. So we like to use this. It's there if you guys want to use it.
Yep.
Okay, so in the Mighty Warriors room, you have a bunch that are on the desktop, because a lot of times it's not internet or we can't get connected.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just need the internet to get this. Right?
Yes. Okay. We use the hotspot on our phone.
It's all fixed now, though.
Oh, is it? Cool. Please look.
Okay. We'll have really high speed in about a month.
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah, I seen they ran the Google for that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
very good. So yeah, we should be okay on the internet. But
for second service, since it's longer, we try to sing three songs. You can do more, or less. Three is pretty good though.
Yeah.
And for first service, a goal would be to maybe sing one song. Maybe two. But I understand first service is a lot smaller. It isn't as long, so.
So then what we would like to do after we do praise. So this is our memory verses up here. So I did ask all the instructors for a fun memory verse that they either memorize as a kid or one that you think that the kids would want to know. So we're doing one a month. And so everybody should have had that on their email. So this month is Jeremiah 29:11. And so I know this is kind of confusing where we do the memory work, it says. But if we try to have them memorize the verse from the passage every week, we just feel like that's a lot of verses. We're trying to focus on have them memorize the memory verse of the month.
Yeah, we're doing one verse a month instead of one every week.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard for us to do one verse every week. So what we're doing is, this was last month's. So I know more kids memorize this, and this is where having instructors help with this would be wonderful. What we do is we have this, and it's outside in the hallway in between the two classroom doors. If they memorize it, they can say it to you, and then just tell them to grab a pen. I think pen would probably work best instead of pencil. Grab a pen and sign their name. That's what we're doing right now. I know that more kids did memorize it. You know, it's just hard for Chris and I to, you know, monitor this and to make sure they sign it. So definitely if you guys could help with that, that would be great.
So then when you're teaching the lesson, you know, you want to kind of have something that obviously, you know, brings them in, a little hook, you know, so something like this, like an object lesson of some sort like that.
Even like what Chris did at the beginning.
Yeah, you know. Something that just kind of gets their attention.
Yes.
When we're doing our passage, a lot of times these lessons will have a passage that's like, you know, 10, 30, 20, 30 verses, and the kids are not going to stay engaged if we're just reading all these verses to them. So what we like to do is we like to chunk the verses. So say that there's 30 verses, and she'll explain here.
Yeah, so this is what Chris and I do, because some of, like if you were to teach this exactly how it is, it's very hard for the kids to keep up.
Especially for the armor bearers.
Especially for the young ones. So what we do is we call it chunking. We chunk the verses. So if we're supposed to read 30 verses, we'll probably summarize like the first 15 just to kind of set the scene. And then we might read 16 and 17. And so we'll chunk that. And then we'll read it in the King James, and then we might summarize it in our everyday vernacular, and then we'll insert some of these questions, because I like these questions, but doing 10 questions in a row is kind of a lot, so we like to break it up and to chunk that. Mm-hmm. So then we might read 18 through 22, and maybe 22 is really the main thrust of this lesson. So then we'll really spend time on 18 to 22. We'll summarize, we'll ask lots of questions, and then maybe towards the end, like the last is at like 7 or 8 verses, we'll summarize. Mm-hmm. And kind of, that's how we break it up. So right. Then we're not just reading 30 verses, asking 10 questions, because you're going to have so many behavior issues with that. And they're not paying attention.
Right.
And those are like the two main problems, like behavior issues, and then they're not even focused. So they're not learning.
Right. And so what you see with this passage, you got to kind of use some discretion when you're depending on the age group, because this passage is talking about an unfaithful, promiscuous woman that obviously we might not use that language for the younger. Yeah, because then they're asking questions and we're not trying to explain adultery to like these kids. And so, you know, we might try to, she was just being, bad or something, or something that they can relate to. So that's just kind of one thing to kind of note. So what I kind of want to do in these last few minutes, I want everybody to read the conclusion at the bottom towards there, and just tell us what is missing,
or
what could be better about this conclusion.
Yeah,
you can definitely have an application there.
To explain the idols more, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Pastor said it. So
you're still right.
You're still right. No, you're right.
There's multiple
things.
We want you guys to see.
Assuming they're already saved.
That's another thing.
Something that I caught too is there. It's kind of like return to the Lord, but it's like, well, I don't want to tell these kids to return to the Lord when they haven't ever actually went to the Lord. So, and that's what we mainly wanted you guys to see is that these lessons, they're not 100% like how we would want you to teach it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like there's things that we need to add to make it stronger doctrinally.
And so that comes into preparing for your lesson, because if it's, you go, you know, too late and you get through and you're just reading through this, and then at the end, they're getting a really watered down gospel because it mentions Jesus' resurrection. Okay, yeah, that's fine. But what does that mean to them? And they don't really know that. So, yeah, the true gospel is not really in it. And a lot of these lessons aren't. This one has more than what a lot of them do.
Yeah.
A lot of them will end on something like being obedient, to your parents or something like that. So, like I said, we just want to make sure that they know the gospel and that everything ties to that.
Right.
And then you can always do, there is normally an application thing, so even like what you talked about, Aaron, is having something that they can apply, what are some of these idols in your life? And so those are all great things that you can wrap up with.
Yeah.
And then, during that time, we try to like to do something to keep them still engaged while we're doing snack.
Yeah.
Have those kind of little things that they can do at the same time.
We normally try to do the lesson for 15, 20 minutes, and then after that, we'll do their favorite part, snack. Which we do that second service. We'll try to do a simple craft, nothing too laborious. So then when parents come, they can leave and not have tons of stuff
yep.
To pick up. We'll do a game. They really like this puppet, Douglas Talks.
Douglas Talks has been
pretty good. And you can normally find, you can normally find a video that would go with your lesson. The younger kids are really into it. Even the Mighty Warriors like it too.
So all these ones that I found, he doesn't really read a lot of scripture. He kind of just talks about the Bible or about a topic. I haven't found any that's like, oh, that's way off doctrine. But I always watch them ahead of time.
Yeah.
So any video that you have, I definitely suggest watching ahead of time to make sure that it's not.
One time we didn't do that. And it was actually like the video was so good and so engaging that the lesson was so boring. they already knew it all.
They already knew it, yeah.
The video before to kind of give them a teaser and
yeah.
like, that's the whole lesson.
Yeah.
So it is wise, it's best practice to watch the videos before you show them to the kids.
Is that bookmark on the same Mighty Warriors?
It's not.
We can bookmark it now.
Bookmark it. It probably won't be in, like, I'll try to remember to do it in Mighty Warriors.
Yeah,
we'll be in there tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good channel. Also, the Pursue God Kids.
The Pursue God Kids.
I haven't watched those in a while.
Yeah. But there's a lot of videos and stuff like that, just to keep them engaged at the end and stuff, so.
Even taking them out on the playground at the end, which we love.
Yeah, if we have time, so. Does anyone have any, like, questions or anything?
Before? This is helpful.
Yeah,
you don't have to do it like us. That's just what
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we're not, this is not to say that any of our instructors are teaching wrong. This is just the topic that we were asked to teach, and this is how we would kind of prepare and teach. And so if you have other things that you like to do, we're not saying anything you're doing is wrong. So.
And I'll say one last thing that, like what the Newlands talked about, fun and engagement, you have to prepare for that. You know, it doesn't just happen as you go. You know, you do have to prepare, and whenever you prepare and they're engaged and they're having fun, you will have less problems with, like you'll have a better classroom management, if that
yep.
makes sense. You have to have structure, you know, or they'll go kind of crazy,
right.
But they all tie together.
Yep. All right. I think that's the end of our session. Thank you for joining us, and
you enjoyed it?
Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you,
guys.
You're on my YouTube. It wouldn't let me subscribe.
Oh.
I couldn't do it either. I was trying to teach you.
It's probably people are trying, though. There are too many people trying.